Morning, Mirza Hashem, all healthy and safe. Okay, now we are on Daf Zion Amud Beis. At the very five lines on the bottom, Shabbos is Daf Ches, today's Daf Tes. Hopefully we'll get through both of them today. Gufa Amar Chizda Noatz Kana Berushus HaYachid. If a person jams a reed inside the Rishus Yachad, v'zorek, and he throws something, v'noch al gabav, and it lands on top of the reed, afila gavaya me'ama, good morning, afila gavaya me'ama, even if it is 100 amas high, he is nevertheless chayev. Because the ruling is because Rishus Yachid goes up all the way up until the sky. There is no limit to how high Rishus Yachid is. So if a person is on a hot air balloon way up over Rishus Yachid, he picks something up, he puts something down a second later as his balloon goes, he will be chayev. Says the Gemara, Lema Rav Chizda da Amar Kerebi. Let us say Rav Chizda holds like Rebbe. Now the Gemara's point over here is, okay, I'm accepting of the fact that Rishus Yachid is Oila Ad L'Rekiyah. But you said that it landed on top of a reed. Didn't we learn on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that in order to be chayev, you need to have the object placed down on a significant place? And that was at least Dalet by Dalet. And the top of a reed is not Dalet by Dalet. Whatever you threw there, a shirt or a rag or whatnot, whatever landed on top of that reed, very nice that it landed in a Rishus Yachid, but it did not land on something that is Dalet by Dalet. So questions to Gemara. Let us say that Rabbi holds Lema Rabbi Chizda the Amar Karebi. The Tanya Zorek Venach Al Kabez is Kol Shehu Rabbi Mechayev Chacham and Patrim. Shall we say that Rabbi holds your Chayev and Chacham say your Pater? And Rabbi says your Chayev if you throw it on a beam that's a tiny beam. So Rabbi says your Chayev. Apparently, it's because you need a makam. You do not need a makam dalad dalad. And the Chacham say you are Pater because you do need a makam dalad dalad. So is Rabbi Chizda painting himself in a corner that he can ascribe himself only to Rabbi's opinion? Amar Abaye, no. Rishus Hayachid to Kuli Amaloi Pligi Kedar Rav Chizda. While he's in Rishus Hayachid, everybody agrees, but we're going to learn this. This is the second version of Rashi. Everybody agrees to Rav Chizda that you do not need Dalet al Dalet. This whole thing of needing Dalet al Dalet only was in Rishus Harabim, not in Rishus Hayachid. Indeed, in Rishus Hayachid, you do not need a makam Dalet al Dalet. Ela Hacha Be'ilan Ha'emid Rishus Hayachid V'noifay Noite L'Rishus Harabim. But here, we're talking about so what's the machlekes between Rebbe and the Rabbanan? The machlekes is regarding if a tree is in Rishus Yachid, and its branches extend to Rishus HaRabim, and you throw it on the branch. V'zorek v'nocha noifei. In this case, the Rebbe sover amrinan shodai noifei basar yikre. Everybody agrees that if it was in Rishus HaRabim, you would need a dalet al dalet. And you don't have a dalet al dalet. The question is, do we say that since the base is in Rishus HaYachid, and the arm, the branch of the tree, extends to Rishus HaRabim, when it lands on that branch, do we say that, where is it? Do we say that it landed in Rishus HaYachid? Or do we say that it landed in Rishus HaRabim? There's actually several versions of this Gemara, so I don't know how our article says it, but the way I'm going to say it over is a mixture of Rashi here and Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, where the thing that's extending is the Rishus HaYachid. That's what's extending. So as you throw it down onto this branch,
and it's not like
the hand. Excellent. Yes, we have to be mechalik between this and the hand. Correct. Very good. Excellent question. That is spoken out over there. That you have to be mechalik between the two, and the reason is because this is more attached to the ground and it's more kavua. Rebbe holds that you do say you go after the base part, and the Rabbanan say you do not. Okay. New Gemara. Amar Rabbaya. Rolling Ches and Aleph, five lines down. Zorek Kaveras, the Rishus HaRabim. Somebody throws a Kaveras. A Kaveras is a type of basket, maybe a beehive, but it's a type of basket that it's a basket that is round. It is a round basket. And the concept is that it's such a large basket. It's sort of like the garbage cans that we have in the back of our, in the alleys. It's 4 wide and 10 high. So our garbages in the back of the alleys are very probable Rishus HaYachids, because they are 4, it's very possible they're 4 by 4. They probably are. And they're for sure 10 high. So that's basically what's going on here. You're throwing a Rishus HaYachid. If you throw a Rishus, if you take one of these garbages and you toss it into the street in front of your house, the Gemara wants to know, what is the halacha? Are you considered chayev for throwing an object, which you have to, we have, there's a couple of possibilities we have to entertain. The fact is, you threw a Rishus HaYachid. Not necessarily is there such a concept of throwing Rishus HaYachid. Maybe there's only a concept of throwing objects. And the second thing to entertain is, when it lands, it landed in a Rishus HaYachid. Because it is a Rishus HaYachid. So maybe you can't be chayiv in such a case. When I threw it from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid. These are both things to entertain. So, but we're just going to go through we'll see what the Gemara says. Zorek kaveres to Rishus HaRabim. Somebody throws this basket to Rishus HaRabim. Gevaya asara, that is 10 high. Ve'ena rechavavav, and it is not 4 wide. That is not 6 wide. Now the reason why it has to be 6 wide is because it is round. And based on mathematics, the understanding is that 6 6 would be, if it was 6 round, it would be 4 by 4 a square inside a 6 round. It's not exact, but that's the numbers. So it really means 4 by 4 wide. I feel ein rechav avav is chayv. But if it's rechav avav, once you're 6 wide, you're putter. Why? Because like we said, you threw a rishus. That's the way Rashi explains it. We learn it from the Mishkan where they threw objects. They didn't throw rishuyos. Rava amar, I feel ein rechav avav. Even if it is not 6 wide, you're still putter. My putter. My taima. Says Rava, because if it's exactly 10 high, so then the basket is probably going to have some sort of, they didn't have perfection back then. So the basket, see, if this was exactly 10 high, it would be exactly 10 high. Nowadays, the halakha would be different. But back then, when you had a basket, so like that tissue box, there would always be some things sticking up, like the tissue sticking up. There would be the extended pieces of the warp or the weft would be sticking up in the weave of the basket. And therefore, says Rava, if you throw something into Rishus HaRabim, it's going to be somewhat extended above the 10 line. So therefore, the object that you threw was somewhat out of Rishus HaRabim. It did not land fully in Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, even if it's not a Rishus in its own right, it is lacking the required 6 wide. Nevertheless, it's still going to be putter because part of the object landed above 10. This is a rule to know that if you throw an object and it only lands partly in Rishus HaRabim, you're not going to be chayev. Let's say you throw an object and it lands on the dorpa. You throw a book and it lands exactly over here, 50-50. You're not going to be chayev because only part of the book landed in Rishus HaRabim. Similarly, if you throw a large pole and it lands in Rishus HaRabim sticking up, you're not going to be chayev. Only if you throw it into Rishus HaYachid will you be chayev, because you picked it up out of Rishus HaRabim, you toss it in Rishus HaYachid, the entire thing, I don't care how high it is, goes into Rishus HaYachid. But if you throw it into Rishus HaRabim, it says Rav, it's of exactly 10 high, so then it's impossible that there's not going to be some pieces that extend above the 10 line. My taima, it's impossible for these pieces of the reed, shalo ya'alu lama'alu me'asora, that it should not extend above 10 high. Kafa al piha. What happens if you throw it, if you turn it upside down, and then you throw it that way, upside down? If it's shiva umashahu, if the object is 7 and a bit, so then you're going to be chayiv. Shiva umashahu, in other words, 7 and a bit will be chayiv. And the Gemara says, but shiva umashahu, you're going to be putter. If the basket is 7 and a half tfachim, so then, if you can imagine this is the basket, so as the basket is flying, if this is 7.5 tefachim, and this is the ground, so with the concept called lavud, that makes it that the object is actually attached to the ground. That would mean that as it's flying through the air, we see it before it hits the ground, even 2.5 away, as if it's already hitting the ground. Therefore, the object, as it hit the ground, is already part ways above the 10 line. So therefore, you're going to be putter.
So that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva said before, that it's a freeze frame, take it down to
you. Excellent question. Why is this considered falling? Why is this considered attached to the ground as it's still flying through the air? That's what you're asking. This is a very difficult question.
And he's the minority opinion.
Yeah. So this is not because of Kluta. This is not because of Kluta.
Okay.
This is... Here. Nearly wrote a rachav shishakai, v'chi ikai shiva ma'a shivchai. Why does he consider it as if it's not there? What?
Let's see, guys, middle go. As soon as he puts one foot. You would say.
Okay, no, so there's a concept called love that goes dafka by mechitzas. That's why it's dafka if it's overturned. Oh, we're only going to say love it when the mechitzas are going to be extended. The walls of an object are going to be extended. But a person's foot is not going to be extended.
No, I'm just saying the concept. Yeah? But say, let's say, that once he put one foot in, he's on base.
Right.
Even if his second foot didn't land yet. So, that would be the same thing over here. That means he landed once, halachically, we can see that this thing is already resting on the ground. It's within three.
I know, but he's asking that Lamaisa, in the end of the day, it didn't land. It's still flying through the air. So I think...
But this, as soon as it's holding at that last point.
Right.
It's like one foot down already.
So I don't think it's landing vertically. I don't think it's landing like you threw it out and it's landing vertically that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that last second before it lands.
No, but it's not. It's 3.5 away. It's still 2.5 away from the ground. Assumedly, it is still landing more. Yeah, it's definitely in motion. I think we have to bring in a Gemara later on that discusses that even if you don't say Kluta, but what happens if you roll the object? If you roll the object along the ground, that might be a machlekas also. I think that has to do with this. You're asking a good question, but this is. Did they mention anything on the bottom there? They should mention something about this. Yeah, I know. They should mention something about this. But for now, we'll. It doesn't have. It is not. I mean, it is not because of Kluta. It's definitely not because of Kluta.
Okay.
We'll
visit it later.
Yeah, no, it's a very good point. Like, exactly. Right. I mean, Taisa speaks it out, Afal Gav, even though it's still landing afterwards. He does say that. The question is, so why?
Amen.
Yeah.
You know,
12,
the whole half of
that. So I figured it's like that important enough.
Yeah,
for
in these cases, our love merely enables us to. Oh man, okay, this is important. Okay, but not for this. This is important for. This is important for a thing. But yeah, so but. This is Taka dealing with this love and business. The question is. Why are we allowing it to still go as it moves?
I was wondering that I told you that when it's only talking about mechitzas because Tosfos, as I read it, just said that. The question is though, why we say loved by other things? So that's why he said the Chazon Ish says that it's two different types of loveds. Loved sometimes fills the space up, and loved sometimes, in other words, we don't see the space there, or loved sometimes extends extends the roof.
There's a major concept that there's a lot of things. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so let's leave it for now. But, okay. That is definitely something to think about. Okay, so the Gemara is saying, though, that when you have an object that is 7.5, so then as it's flying through the air upside down, so then we're able to extend those mechitzas and have it as if it landed at that point. And since it's 7.5, when it's 7.5, so therefore we extend the mechitzas, those magical mechitzas turn on while part of the object is still above the 10 line. And therefore, for whatever reason, we're treating it as if it landed at that point, even though it is still moving.
Love it is 3, right?
Love it is 3, exactly. Up to 3.
Why can't it be 2?
No, it's love it is 2.9. Love it would be 2.9.
2.9.
Yeah.
So I just have to be... This is
so because, if it's 2.9 away... That's when we turn on the lights on these magical mechitzas. Then the flat part of the mechitza, I think, is already 7 is already 10, is already within the 10 of the ground. So it is 10, but that's still within Rosh Hashanah.
Like 7 1/4.
So, oh, yeah, you know, it means anything more than a mashu. It could have said 2 mashus. You're right. It's a good point. The half is lav dafka. It could have been 7.02 instead of 7.01. Right. Right, so 7 and a bit is not a problem. It would be not a problem, but 7 and 2 bits would be. Okay, Rav Ashi Amar, no, afilu shiva u'mechzel chayev, even if it's 7.5, it's still chayev. My time of mechitzas lo teichan asuyes. He says that these mechitzas are not made to say lovod on them. This basket is not made to be overturned flying through the air. Lovod is stated when you need lovod. You have a sukkah, and you're almost making it to the wall. So the question is, will lovod extend your wall? Sometimes you have schach, and there's holes in your middle of your schach. Or you have a mechitza heading down for Rosh Hasharabim. Lovod extends when the mechitza is supposed to be there. But right now, is there lovod in between these two sides of the tissue boxes? There's no magic. Lovod doesn't exist where it's not supposed to be. And since this mechitza, this basket is supposed to be right side up and not upside down, so therefore we don't say lovod in that situation. Lovod doesn't exist. It's not like every single thing is touching, especially in today's day and age. You can't be touching. So lovod is it's not like everything is automatically lovod to each other. It's just you have lovod where you need it. Okay, my time mechitzas l'toychanasus. Mechitzas were made to be inside. Amar Ula.
Pick and choose?
What?
Is it pick and choose?
No, I think it's more like where things are going according to normal and you need it, it'll happen. But not
but if you need it for then, and it wouldn't be normal.
I mean, over here it's gonna save somebody's life, but Afal Pi Ken, we're not saying it. Okay, so Amr Ula, Yam Amud Tisha Berusha Sarabim. If you have a beam some sort of stand in Rosh Hasharabim that is 9 high, the Rabbi Mekasman Alav, and people use it as to put their backpacks on and to use it, like you have some sort of fire hydrant that is 9 high and it is used by the public, Vizark Benachal Gabav, and you throw something on top of it, you're chayiv. My time, what's the reasoning? Because with regards to beams in Rosh Hasharabim, the rules are as follows. Pachas mishloisha, if it's less than 3 high, then people walk over it. Midras darasi le'rabim, people walk over it. Mishloisha v'atisha, from 3 to 9, people don't walk over it, and people don't use it. It's too low. Lo midras darasi le'rabim, v'lo kisufim mikaspi, and people don't unload on it. However, tisha, when it's 9 high, it's high enough to be considered convenient for people to use. Tisha vada mekas v'nilayeh. 9 people do use. Amalei Abayi Rav Yosef. Abayi said to Rav Yosef, Guma mai. What about the halachas of a Guma? What's the status of a Guma? Amalei v'chein b'guma. The same halachas agree by Guma. The same halachas agree to Guma. Rava amar b'guma loy. Rava says, by Guma it's not true. My taima. Tashmash ayyadei t'chak loy shmei tashmash. He says because as follows. He says that the fact that people use a guma is only when they can't find another place. And therefore, a use, a tashmish, ayidei tchak, which is only used if people can't find another place, is loy shmei tashmish. It's not considered a use. And therefore, if a person has a hole in Rosh Hasharabim that is anything more than 3, it is not considered Rosh Hasharabim, even if people use it. Even if it is used by the public, if it is a ditch in middle of the Rosh Hasharabim, if it's less than 3, so then less than 3, it's just a little puddle. But if it's more than 3, it's not considered a Rosh Hasharabim. And therefore, if you toss something into that area, it would be pater. Eisvei, Rav Ada Bar Masna, sometimes, at the side of some highways, or some side of some streets, you have like a gutter system, which is a drop lower than the street. If depending on how much lower it is than the street, you could be not chayv if you throw into there. Although, mind you, a 3 tefach drop would be quite a drop for a gutter system. So, it's probably not usual, but... If a person has a box resting in Rishas Rabbim, Gavaya Asara, if it's 10 high, Verachava Dalit, and 4 wide, Ein Metatlin, Lemi Teichel, Rishas Rabbim, Lemi Rishas Rabbim, Teichel, you're not allowed to carry from in the box to the Rishas Rabbim, or vice versa, because it's its own Rishas Ayachid. Pachus Mikan, if it's less than this Metatlin, you are able to transfer one from the other. The Chain Beguma, and the same thing is with a Guma, a whole. My love, a seifa, is this not going on the line of the seifa v'chein beguma? And it says that if you have a hole that is less than 10, you're allowed to transfer from one to the other. We see that it has a status of a rishus harabim. Otherwise, it would not be permitted to carry from one to the other. It would have a status of a caramelus or whatever. The Gemara says, no, that last line of v'chein and the v'chein beguma is going on the resha. That if it's 10 deep and 4 wide, you cannot carry from the hole to the rishus harabim, because that is a rishus hayachid in its own right. Eisvei questions the Gemara. Niskaven lishbois berushus harabim. Somebody, okay, the halacha is that if a person wants to go ahead and walk 2,000 amas, walk more than 2,000 amas away from his house outside of a city in on Shabbos, he must put down what is called an erev truman. That means you have a limit to how far you're allowed to walk on Shabbos. Every summer when I go up to upstate Michigan, so we have to do this because there's another from family that. That is far away, although sometimes we, not every time, but every at least 2 out of 3 years. And so we want to make a minyan on Shabbos, but our houses are more than 2,000 amos apart. So it's not a big deal to make the walk, because it's a nice Shabbos afternoon, you got nothing to do anyways. So it's a fine walk. But sometimes, but the question is that you can't, we have to make an erev truman. So you have to go ahead and you have to put some food on the side of the road, and that becomes your resting spot for Shabbos. This way you have 2,000 amos from there and another 2,000 amos, because you only have 2,000 amos away from ground zero, wherever you are. So you make your ground zero where you... So if you look on the side of the highway in Michigan, there's bottles of ketchup. And because that's what you use ketchup as the best idea to use. So that's what we use. So every year we drive by the highway, toss out a bottle of ketchup, and that becomes your Erev Truman. These two foods.
Say it's four beyond that, you have to do it like...
No, you can only do one.
Okay.
You can only do one, because that's your ground zero.
Okay.
So... Because you have to use something that will last a whole meal for however many people want to use it. So if you use bread or something, it has to be enough for people to use. So if you use ketchup, so how much ketchup do you use during the meal? You don't use that much ketchup. But, and it's something that will last. Also,
don't they use a lot of peanut butter?
Yeah, same idea. So also, you have to use something that the animals will not get to. So ketchup, they're not getting to it. Peanut butter, they're not getting to it. But... I don't think you have a... Nobody says put peanut butter in rat traps. But everybody says put ketchup in rat traps.
Would you have a problem with somebody's
learning? It's a good shine look. They have those things. If you put an Erev in a cemetery for a Kohen, it's a Gemara about that. So it'll be the same shine look. Yeah.
When it gives you only one instrument, are you assuming that it's 4 wide by 4 long?
Yeah.
Okay. Even though it doesn't say that,
right. So the halacha is that it's kavan. Now the halacha is that where you put your Erev is where you are going to spend Shabbos. Now, if you decide that you're going to spend Shabbos on the side of Rosh Hashanah, on the side of that highway there, so. So but then you throw the ketchup out the window, and it lands in a hole that is 4 wide and 10 deep. So it landed in the Rosh Hashayachid, and you, in your mind, said that you want to spend Shabbos on the Rosh Hashayachid, on the side of the highway. So your intent was to stay here, and your food was over there. You can't carry from place to place, so the whole Erev is not good. So the Erev is no good. Niskaven lishbois berushus harabim. You had intent, you're going to stay on the side of the highway. You said, okay, it's right before Shabbos, did anybody take the ketchup? So yeah, put it on the side of the highway. Okay, fine, so we're on the side of the highway, everybody, that's where our Shabbos is. And Lamaisa, the guy threw it out the window, landed in a hole. Viniach Eruve Bibar, Lama Allah Measar Tvachim. If it goes above 10 Tvachim, Eruve Erev, then it works. Lamata Measar Tvachim, if it's less than 10 Tvachim, then the Erev doesn't work. Ain Eruve Erev. Now Hechidavi says the Gemara, what does it mean above and below 10 Tvachim? If you want to tell me that the bar itself was 10 Ilema Bibar de Isbe Asara, the bar itself had 10 tfachim, it was 10 tfachim deep, and it landed in the bar. And this that it says that it landed above 10, it means it landed on some cleft, some sort of, shelf. Ulamayla is the daloi v'oisvei, ulamata is the tatoi v'oisvei. Now it landed somewhere towards the top of the bar. And lamata means it landed toward the bottom of the bar. Why should it make a difference? Mali lamala mali lamata. Hu b'makim echad v'eruvi b'makim echad. Who cares? He's in his mind at the side of the road, and the ketchup is below ground. Is in a different rishos. It's in a rishos yachin. You can't eat your ketchup where you imagined you were going to spend Shabbos, because the ketchup is in a rishos yachin, and you're in a rishos rabbit. So elalav, it must be that the bar is the less bay asar. It's talking about a pit that does not have 10 deep. The katani eruvei eruv. So this, the Brisa says, it depends. If the pit is not 10 deep, so then you're in Rishas Rabim, and your pit is whatever it is. Yeah, it's still Rishas Rabim. The Gemara is going to say Karmas, but yeah, it's still Rishas Rabim. It's not a Rishas Yachin. But if it's 10 deep, then it is a Rishas, it's a Rishas Yachin. So then, but what do we see? We see that a bar that is anything less than 10 deep has a status of Rishas Rabim. Sorry, we see a bar, as a status of Rishas Rabim. Alma, what do we see? That Tashmish al Yedei Drak, we see Shmei Tashmish. That it has a status of Rishas Rabim. Why? Because the Gemara is pointing out like this. We wanted to know what's the status of something that is not 10 high. This is probably 10 high, but let's say it wasn't 10 high. So the Gemara says, well, if it's 9 high, then it has the status of Rishas Rabim. If it's 8 high, then it has the status of a Karmelis. That's what we said. Because 9 high people use. 8 high people don't use. It's too inconvenient to use. The Gemara says, what about a pit? The Gemara says, well, first the Gemara, V'chein B'guma, said, the Gemara said, no, not necessarily. It could be a pit doesn't have these same rules. Anything by a pit is considered a Karmelis. It's not, even 9 deep is not considered usable. Says the Gemara, well, if that was true, then this case of the bar, why does it make a difference how deep it is? In either situation, you are in Rishus HaRabim, and your ketchup is in either a Rishus HaYachad if it's 10 deep, or if it's 9 or less, it's in a Karmelis. So why are you allowed to use the ketchup that's in that Karmelis for your house, which is now over here on the side of the road? That's the Gemara's kasha. We good? Okay, so the Gemara says, so now, Alma, what do we see? That Tashmish al Yedei Dechak, it must be, the Gemara says, that the use of the Rabim, even though it's not a comfortable use, is considered Shmei Tashmish, is considered a use. Because, and therefore it has a status of Rishos Rabim. So you're all in the same Rishos. And that's why you're allowed to transfer one from the other. And the Gemara says, nope. Zinrin Mishani, like sometimes he would answer you that Huva Eruve Bekarmelis. Both you and the Erev is in a Karmelis. The side of the road that you were there is also a Karmelis. There's no 600,000 people there. There's no 600 people there. So it's also considered a Karmelis. So Va'amai Kerli Rishas Rabim. Why do we say it's Rishas Rabim? The Vishen Rishas Yachad. It's not Rishas Yachad. It was a highway. It's a route, whatever route it is. You're right. It's not a common route, but Afal Piken, it was really a Karmelis. So the fact that your bar is also a Karmelis is not a Chiddush. That's one answer. No, sometimes I'll tell you that it is a Rishas Rabim and your Erev is in the Karmelis. And it is the position of Rebbe, the Amar, called Davar Shehu Mishim Shavus, LeGozer LeBein HaShemashas, who says that all the Rabbanans do not take effect during Bein HaShemashas. Therefore, what's a Karmelis? The whole concept of Karmelis is the Rabbanan. So midrabanan, it's us to go ahead and take from the Karmelis, the ketchup from the Karmelis, to your spot on the side of the road where you imagined you would be spending your Shabbos. Well, that is not such a big deal because during Bein HaShemashas, it's taka mutter. And the only thing that you need to have, you need the Erev to be there Bein HaShemashas. Kol zman is there Bein HaShemashas, then you're good. So since it's mutter to take a Bein HaShemashas, it is considered a valid Erev. Okay, so really quickly outside, let's just go through it. The Gemara is questioning what's the halacha, the status of a pit that is 9 deep or that is used, but that is used by the rabbim. Is that considered a rishus harabim or not? 9 deep. Could be even 8 or 7 or 6 deep also. The question is, if people use it, what is the halacha in that case? Says the Gemara. Tashmash Ayideh Etchak. People don't use it unless they're forced to. It's not considered a Rishus Rabbim, it's a Karmelis. Questions the Gemara, if that's so, why is it clear that if you put ketchup in a pit, it works, even though you're standing on the side of the road? That's a Karmelis, according to you. Says the Gemara, two answers. First of all, you're right, that's a Karmelis, but it must be you're also in a Karmelis. So it's Karmelis to Karmelis, that's mutter. Or the second answer is that, no, that's a Karmelis in Rishus Rabbim. But the Chiddush is that during Bein HaShemashas, it's mutter to take from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaRabim. That's mutter. And therefore, since that's mutter, your Erev is a valid Erev. Says the Gemara, and don't tell me that, you're just pushing me off and you're giving me whatever answer, you're twisting any answer you could get into a pretzel. No, I'm telling you the truth. I'm serious about what I'm saying. That tashmish al yedei tchak is not considered tashmish. If you're forced to do such a thing, it's not considered a valid tashmish. Ditnan, we have a mishnah im haya rekak mayim or rishus harabim halachas bay. If there is a puddle of water and people splash their way through it instead of walking around it, the halacha is it has a status of rishus harabim. Hazarik uteche dalar amos. If somebody threw more than dalar amos and it landed in this puddle, he's going to be chayv. Vekamahu rekak mayim. How deep is this puddle? It has to be less than 10 tvachim. Pachas mi asar tvachim. Because if it was asar tvachim, that's its own rishus hayachet. Urekak mayim shel rishus harabim mahaleches bay. But if you have a puddle of water, and if you have a puddle of water, it's not a butt. You have a puddle of water that rishus harabim walks through it. Hazorik v'toichet al ramas is chayiv. Mamish the same din twice. The Gemara questions why the Braisa has to repeat the same din twice. Says the Gemara, one is for Rishus HaRabim, one is for the summer months, one is for the winter months. So Bishlam, the Gemara says, Rekak, the fact that you wanted to tell me that there's a puddle twice, the case, Trey Zimni, that tells me, Chad b'Maisachamim, v'chad b'Maisachamim. One is for the summer months, one is for the winter months. Utsricha, and you needed both of them. Diashmi'in b'Maisachamim, because I said you only told me the summer months, Ta'avidi, the Inchid, the Karuri, Nafshayu, because people like to walk through muddy, like to walk through puddles, because they cool themselves down. Aval b'Maisachamim, but during the cold winter months, Emaloi, people try to avoid water. Had you told me the winter months, then I would have said, oh, because they're muddy anyways. Agav the mitnef, mikri v'nachas. Because anyways, people are muddy. They're like, hey, let's just go straight through the puddle. I will be mesekechama during the summer months when it's not so muddy. Loi, people perhaps don't walk through puddles. Tzricha, and therefore we need the halacha to tell me that, no, bain during the summer, bain during the winter, there's enough people that walk through puddles that tells me that the puddle is a status of a Rishus HaRabim. Ella, but if you go back to the Braisa, it says as follows. It says, Rekak mayim shirisra mahalechas boy hazorik utecha dalar amas eschayev. Why do you have to tell me, ela hiluch trey zimni lamali? Why do you have to tell me the word hiluch? Rekak mayim shirisra mahalechas boy. Just say, if you want to tell me to me twice, so then say it. Like, if you have a puddle that people go through, you are chayiv. Puddles are chayiv. And I would have known, one is for the summer, one is for the winter. Why does it have to repeat the sentence in its entirety that people go through? That's the Gemara's question. Elahiluch trey zimni lamali. Why does it have to repeat that part of the statement? Tells me, says the Gemara, Elalav shmamina, hiluch aladeh hadchak shmei hiluch. Tashmish aladeh hadchak le shmei tashmish. It's coming to tell you something else. It's coming to tell you that the fact is that even though people are walking there and it's not the ideal situation, they'd prefer not to have to walk through the puddle. It's just not annoying enough to go around the puddle. So that hiluch, which is aladeh hadchak, it's not comfortable for them, is considered a hiluch. But it's coming to tell you specifically walking uncomfortably is considered walking. But use of an object uncomfortably, that's already not considered use. So Shmami, now the Gemara proves it from there, and the Gemara agrees to it. Okay, new Gemara. Amar Yehuda, hai zirza dekani. If you have a bundle of reeds, they're very long, and you can't pick them all up by yourself, so what you do is, when you transfer, like how do people move shtenders? They move shtenders by sort of wobbling them. So like that's how you would move this zirza dekani. You'd pick it up and you'd slap it on its side. And you pick it up, you'd flip it over. You pick it up, you flip it over. You never actually completely lifted it off the ground. Since you never completely lifted it off the ground, you're not considered carrying. You are not chayev for such a thing. You have to lift something off the ground in order to be chayev. Nothing. It's finished.
How's that? The
So in the end of the day, the Gemara over there was saying that it is a karmelis. It is a karmelis. But because you only need it during Banish Mashas, the Erev needs to be there only for Banish Mashas. So then it's...
That's Alecha.
I know, so it, because, but it is a karmelis. No, so because it's Ayidei D'chak, it gets the status of a karmelis, not a Rishas Rabbim. But the Gemara is saying, even though it's a karmelis, it doesn't matter, because you're still able to carry it from place to place. You're right, it's Ayidei D'chak, but since because it's Ayidei D'chak,
it doesn't work.
Well, you put your ketchup there. The question is, that ketchup is there lamaisa.
Right.
Could you use it? Because since Tashin Ayidei D'chak doesn't work, so it just gets the status of a karmelis. That's because it's Ayidei D'chak, it gets the status of a karmelis. The Gemara says, even though it's a karmelis, it doesn't make a difference.
So it doesn't really affect it.
It does affect it. It turns it into a karmelis, but in the overall, the karmelis are still okay. So Heiser is a dekani, a bundle of reeds, Rama v'zakva, you continue, you pick it up and you slap it down, but you never actually uproot it from the ground. Lo mechayev, you're not chayev, ad the akerle, until you totally uproot it from the ground. Amar Mar, new Gemara. Adam Oymed Alei Skupa. If a person is allowed to stand on a porch, Noitel Mi Balabayas, he's allowed to take it from the Balabayas, Venoisen Loi, and he can return it to the Balabayas. Noitel Mi Ani, he can take it from the Ani, from the Rishus Rabbim, Venoisen Loi. But says the Gemara, what type of porch are we talking about? Hai is Skupa Mai. This is Skupa, what's the status? Elaim, if you want to say the Skupa is a Rishus Rabbim, this porch is a Rishus Rabbim, Iskupa Rishus Rabbim, so how can you take it from the Balabayas? Noitel Mi Balabayas? Hamapik Rishus Yach, Rishus Ram. That's taking from Rishus Ram to Rishus Yach, or Rishus Yach to Rishus Ram. Ella, you want to say that it's a no? This porch is a Rishus Yachid. Iskup is Rishus Yachid. How could you take it from the Ani? He's in Rishus Rabbim. Noitel Min Ani. How come Ayl? You're bringing in from me Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yachid. Ella, the Iskupa is a Karmelis. You want to say that Iskupa has the status of a Karmelis? It's 4 wide and 8 high. You can't do that either. Noitel Venoisin Lachatchila. You can't take from either place. You can't do Lachatchila if you did it. Soif Sef Isurim Yahisa. It's still Aser. Might not be chayv the araisa. Ella, the iskupa, the porch in question must be a makim p'tur ba'alma. It's a small situation. It's 4 high. Let's say it's 4 high, but it's not 10 wide. Sorry, it's 4 high, but it's not 4 wide. Or it's, yeah, that would have to be the situation. It's a makim p'tur. It's a little cement block in the middle of Rishus Rabbim. It doesn't have 4x4 wide. The chiha, and like the following statement, the chiasa rav dimi amar rav yoichanan makam she'ein by dalad al dalad tfachem mutter levnei rishus, something that doesn't have dalad al dalad tfachem wide, like a fire hydrant, it is permitted for the bnei rishus ayachar, u lebnei rishus rabim lekasef alav, it is permitted for them to place objects on it. Ubevad shalei achlifu, as long as you don't take from rishus rabim, put it onto the makam p'tur, and then from the makam p'tur, put it onto rishus ayachar. So, for example, if there's a fire hydrant right outside somebody's window, technically what you could do is pick up an object in Rishus HaRabim, put it on the fire hydrant. That was totally mutter, because the fire hydrant is a makam p'tur. Then you're able to do step two. Take it from the fire hydrant and bring it into the house. Technically, you could do that. But Chazal did not want you to play around with Shabbos like that, so they forbade it. But technically, it's mutter. Step one was an ABC mutter, and step two is an ABC that was mutter. Nowadays, if a person is walking and he realizes he has something in his pocket, so if he didn't stop yet, we said, go to a Rishus HaYachid. But if he stopped already, like for a red light or whatever, so then he has to take the object and put it onto a fire hydrant or some other object that is not 4x4 wide and it's not 4x4 wide, period. Either it's 10 high or it's 9 high. So a fire hydrant is the perfect example. Sometimes the light poles have a base that is just over 3 high. You could put it on that also.
Better to walk, yeah. Say if you didn't stop, better to walk to
Rishus Yachid. They're the same. The question is, if you walk to Rishus Yachid, you usually stand a bigger chance of getting it, of keeping the item afterwards. It's if your wife's gloves, then you better do walk to Rishus Yachid.
There could be also a chance you might stop.
Though. But there's a chance you might stop, yeah. Okay. Omar Mar, Bavachlo, you told me Balabais, Venison Lani, may honor Venison Balabais, as long as you don't do that. They am not Venison, but if you did it, then Shlosh didn't put her, and all three are putter. Says the Gemara, All three are putter. Why are you putter? Lema to have it to you to Rava. Let us say this is a refutation of Rava da Amarava. Hamavir chayfes mitchilas dalad l'seif dalad. If somebody passes an object from the beginning of four tvachim to the end of four tvachim in Rishus Arabim, afal pisha eviru derech olav, even though he lifted it above 10. So a guy picks up an object, holds it over here next to his phone, picks up a phone. So this is above 10. Now he's walking. So when he walks, he's walking through a makim p'tur. Because Rosh Hashanah only extends up to 10 high. So I picked up an object into Makam Tur, I walked 4 amas, and then I put it down. Says Rava, you're chayev. But why? It went through a Makam Tur. So should it be any different than this guy over here, who takes it from the Balabayas in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, passes through his Makam Tur, and gives it to the Ani? He should be, why are you chayev? Why are you putter in such a case? The Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. Hasam loy nach, hacha nach. Over there, it didn't rest in Rishus HaMakim Ptur. Over here, you took it out of the Baal Bais' hands, and you kept it here for a minute, in your hand. You stopped right over here in the Makim Ptur. And then you continued on your way, and you passed it on to the next guy. So it was two separate distinct actions. It was A, B, C to the Makim Ptur, and then A, B, C from the Makim Ptur to the next Rishus. That's why you're going to be putter. Masha Enkin, in Rava's case, it was A. There was a B through the Makam Ptur, but then there was a C. The B through the Makam Ptur is not going to putter you because you never had the C in the Makam Ptur. That would be the distinction.